Menachos, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Ha'imer ha'yamate ba'medino, u'shtei ha'lechem ba'migdosh. The Omer, like we said, was matter all the tefua from the new crop in Eretz Yisrael, matter on Tezayin, with Tezayin, only after Tezayin, like we discussed. U'shtei ha'lechem is another level of the heter. All the new tefua, even after it was already mutter, but it cannot be brought as a carbon. The Torah says that the shtei ha'lechem is called a mincha chadosha l'ashem. What's chadosha about it? It's not from the new tefua. The new tefua was already mutter for 7 weeks from the first day of Sfiras Ha'omer. And the answer is that for Bamigdosh, it wasn't mutter. What was matter, the new tefua Bamigdosh, was the shtei ha'lechem. Ein meviyim menachas u'bikurin u'minchas behem ha'kodim la'omer. The menachas that were brought can't be brought al Amigdosh from the new crop. Bikurim from the new crop, u'minchas behema, which doesn't mean the behema itself, it means the nesochim that were brought with a carbon behema. All these three types of menachas were not brought from the new tefuah koidim la'omer. Which means that when all the tefuah was also to be eaten, it's posel la'mizbech, Mishnah Firzah, it's not just the din l'chatchil of him, heavy posel, why? The din the Gemara dashes, it's a posel in Yecheskel, actually. But the Gemara understands that it's a din deraisa, it's not a gzeru. The pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Mem Hei talks about korbonos, and it calls it mimashke Yisrael, something which is ro'i to be poured, to be eaten, drunk by a yid. Anything which is osur li Yisrael lecha lishtois is pasul lamizbeach. The din deraisa, memela any menachos that were in the time when the korban ha'omer, before Tezai Nisan, was osur lechol Yisrael, would certainly be osur now. Koidim lishte ha'lechem, that secondary din that is a iser lamizbeach, that din is a din lechatchila loyavi. V'mehevi kosher. There's no problem mashke Yisrael because the new tefuah after Tezai Nisan is eaten by everybody who's there. However, there is a din lechatchila shouldn't be brought. That's the mincha chadosh al Hashem that we're talking about. That is a bazundir matir lamizbeach. Now there is a secondary din over here, the din of the korban oimer, certainly only asid midaraisa chodosh on chameshes mine dogon. Yain l'nesochim certainly doesn't have an iser of tefuah chadosha. No shaykhs to yain. Afilo achid is a halacha that before the akrovas shtei halechem, the new wine of that year should not be brought. The shtei halechem is the mincha chadosha that's mati all the produce of the new year lamizbech. That din certainly is not ma'akiv because it's not an iser li Yisrael. There's no iser for a yid to make a l'chaim on wine that was harvested in Chodesh Adar before Tezai Nisan. That din is only a din l'chatchila of the mincha chadosh al Hashem of the shtei halechem. So that din is not ma'akiv. The din of the posel is only when z'chsa mimashki Yisrael, where it's mamish osur to eat. Mishnah Zayin. Hachitim v'asayim v'akusim shibay l'shul v'ashifayim. This is what we just mentioned, that the din of Chodosh is only chal on the chameshes mine dogon. Chitim is wheat, sayim is barley. Kusmin is a type of chitim. It's not clear exactly what it is. The common consensus is that's what we call spelt. The fourth and the fifth minim, Shibal Shul and Shifoin, seem to be types of Sa'irin. They're subdivisions of Sa'irin. And again, it's not clear exactly what they are. Shibal Shul L'Choira is what we call oats. The Shifoin is what we call rye. That's the Pashtus. This is what it sounds like from the Mefarshim. That's the commonly understood. These are Chameshes Mini Dogon. The Kosh V'Matzah, the Chayov B'Chalo. Mission says Chayov Bechalo Mitzarfim Zemze. Five minim. If somebody has whole wheat that's baked partially with bran and barley and oats, v'chule, it's coming in combinations today. All of it is mechayiv, and all of it is mitzarif to make the shear. Vasurim bechodesh milfnei Pesach. They all have the issur of chodesh before the korban oimer. Umiliktzer milfnei oimer. All of it is not allowed to be harvested. Pointed out a few Mishnahs ago, this is not only to eat, this is to harvest. All of it has that din. Vim hishrishu koidim la'omer, if it took root before the korban ha'omer, ha'omer matiron, even if it's not fully ripened. Vim lav, if it wasn't nishrash before the korban ha'omer, Asur matriyem ha'im rabom. You have to wait for next year. Tvua that took root on Yud Zayin Nisan will have to wait a whole year in storage until the Koyman Oymen Habo is matur. A few points to point out. First of all, this that we said that all Chamesh is minimum at star from Zelazeh is not so poshut. The Maisa, the Gemara says that only that which is considered Mine Chitin, which is Chitin and Kus Minam at star from Zelazeh, or Soirim with its subcategories of Shibel Eshul Veshifoin. Those three are mitzvah with each other. Chitin and Soirim are not mitzvah. So the subcategories have to be mitzvah with their Av in order to be considered one min. The Asurim B'chodesh, the Chiddush over here is, maybe you would say that what's Asurim B'chodesh is only that which could is potentially can be brought for Korban HaMeh, only Soirim. But what about Chitin? The Teretz is no. The Chamesh is Mini Dogan have an Isser Chodesh, even though Be'etzim you're only going to bring the Korban HaMeh from Soirim. That's the Chiddush over here. Now the din that is an Isser Ketzira, like we pointed out, from before the second night of Pesach, from before Tezai Nisan, comes from the Pasuk of Reishis Ketzirchem. And the Gemara Darshan said, by Chalo and Pashu Shlach, it says Reishis Arisa Sechem. So the same way the din of Reishis Arisa Sechem refers to Chameshis Minedogon. So Reishis Ketzirchem and the Isra Achilo of Chodesh are not only by Sarim, but by all five Minim. However, the Girsa is a little bit interesant. There's two gersos over here in the Rishonim. The Poshut Gersa says Vasurim b'chodesh milufnei ha-Pesach. It's also with the Nisa Chodesh before Pesach. U'miliktzer milufnei ha-Omer. What's misleading a little bit about this Gersa is Vasurim b'chodesh milufnei Pesach. It sounds like on Pesach itself, from the beginning of Pesach, it's already mutter to eat Chodesh. And that's not true. It's only mutter the second night of Yom Tov. Miliktzer milufnei ha-Omer would mean that there's an Issa Ketzira until the Omer. So the right way to be Goyris, and this is the way the Rishonim have it, Vasurim b'chodesh milufnei ha'Omer, the Issa Chodesh is until the Akrovas Omer, until that day, till the beginning of the day, the end of the day, depending on the Machlokes, Tanaim before. U'miliktzer milufnei ha'Pesach, and one's not allowed to cut from the Nutvu b'fnei Pesach. Does that mean that it's Mutter from the beginning of Pesach? Practically not. And the reason for that is because anyway, it's an Issa Ketzira. Ketzira is not from the melochos, which is oichol nefesh, and therefore it's never mutter to harvest tvua. So the loshim would only be miliktzer lefnei Pesach, because on Pesach it's a moot point. There would be no head to vinishvi. Another last point to mention is that there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. The Rav brings some of it in the Achrenim HaMayrich. What exactly the heter of hishrishon koidim la'imer? What does that matter? The fact that it was Hushash Kaidin La'imer, the Pashtus is, we learn it out from Asher Tizra Basode, it was already Nizra, and that's going on the Ketzira of that which is Basode. So the Ketzira certainly is Mutter, anything that was Hushash Basode. Is it Matir also the Achila? That's not so poshut. Lamaisi, you look at the Rav, and this is the way it sounds in the Pirush Mishnah, so Rambam sounds like they're talking about the Het Ketzira. And then the Mishnah that says, "Bim hishrishu ha'im matir and lagabi the heter ketzir is l'kuli alma the heter achila." That's a machlokes between the two sheets in the Gemara. L'maisa, there's a way to explain it fakert also. That lagabi the heter achila, that's poshut that the tvua chadosha that's hishrishu kaidim kakrav zayim is for sure mutter. The shal is only legabi the ketzira, and then you have to say that the rav is being mafash according to one shita. That's the tum l'ray in the achronim, how to read over here.